6. I tell you, in the night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Now, apart from the fact that two women grinding together has an altogether more fruity connotation now, I'd like to focus particularly on the two men sharing one bed. In the 19th century, it was entirely acceptable for heterosexual men to share a bed. This is Abraham Lincoln at a not particularly good moment, but he was a man who shared his bed for 4 years with Joshua Speed. The metaphor of heterosexual men in bed was used throughout the 18th and 19th century to denote oddity, but it still wasn't sexualized at all. This is a very obscure cartoon about the American election. This is Queequeg from Moby Dick, a character who has been homoeroticized tremendously, voila, based on a passage from Moby Dick, in which the two characters sleep together, Ishmael and Queequeg. Upon waking next morning about daylight, I found Queequeg's arm thrown over me in the most loving and affectionate manner. You had almost thought it had been his wife. This was not actually about homosexuality. This was about his innocence, the innocence of the savage. Men in bed are acceptable during camping. This is something I'll return to later. This is from Three Men in a Boat, a novel in which men slept together on a fairly regular basis. This illustrates George just about to be thrown into a tub full of water. I'm not going to go into the details of that one. Laurel and Hardy were able to sleep together because they had a sibling relationship. Essentially, Laurel and Hardy are big brother and little brother. Therefore, they could entirely comfortably sleep together. In fact, they could even emulate gender roles without there being any kind of suspicions about their orientation. Black and white comedians in bed together. Next, we have the Three Stooges, who couldn't sleep together. It was just that little bit later in time, and it was improper. Therefore, they had the triple bunk, which I think we have to call a trunk. extraordinary pictures, including a man with a very priapic spear. I don't think there was a message there. These are not men in bed, but it's the same gag. It's that gag about a sort of a too sociable proximity. It's about being people finding themselves unexpectedly in each other's company. What a Carve-Up is really a dreadful film. It's a sort of unofficial carry-on in which Kenneth Connor and Sid James share a haunted house. This is a scene in which a cat enters their bed to slightly comic effect. Sid James is a serial heterosexual bed sharer, and this is him with Bernard Breslau in Carry On Camping, a film which also, of course, had Hattie Jakes sharing a bed Kenneth Williams. Okay, Steve Martin in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, sharing a bed with John Candy, and in the morning wiping his face on his underwear. Again, the unexpected proximity. And again, another promiscuous bed sharer. There he is in bed with two of his three amigos.
That was difficult.
Winding up, the most famous bed sharers. Did you know that when Eddie Braben wrote the first sketch, Eric Morecambe insisted that he should have a pipe in order that there would be no suspicion about their orientation? I'm going to wind up. I'm going to let these last three pictures speak for themselves, because I want to tell you a very short story from my youth. In my youth, I shared a bed with my mate Neil Shuttleworth. He lived up in Oxnope, I lived in Keighley, therefore we would very often share a bed at night. It had probably been happening for about 3 weeks. One day I noticed my parents talking about how cool it would be if they found out one of their sons was gay. They wouldn't mind. They were desperately, desperately liberal, loving people. And in the end, I had to sit them down and say, "Mum, Dad, I've got something to tell you. I'm not gay." Steve Hamble.